This is the Bike Tourist Podcast, show number 18. My name is Gabriel. Welcome, especially if you are listening to us for the first time. This is the second episode of the Tour of the Nations series. This special presentation is brought to you in part by Adventure Cycling, the largest bicycle touring association in North America. Visit them at adventurecycling.org. Acoma Business Enterprises, bringing you the beauty and history of Sky City. Visit them at www.skycity.com or call 888-759-2489 to learn more about Sky City and Sky City Cultural Center. Direct Counseling International, the leader in marketing places. Visit them at dc-intl.com. And listeners like you, thank you for your support. In the last show, we described the nuts and bolts of the Tour of the Nations, as well as the route we were going to undertake for the next 5 days. In this edition, we will talk about the experiences on the first and second day of this adventure. We will also play some audio clips I recorded along the way. Bike Tourist Podcast. August 5. I arrived to Isleta Pueblo from Albuquerque around 3 p.m., just before the rest of the riders who were being transported from Gallup. I was introduced to Lieutenant Governor Matt Azuni, with whom I have a nice and friendly conversation. He explained that Isleta Pueblo is embracing new technologies to help impulse the Pueblo into the new century. But at the same time, they are making great effort to hold on to their traditions and not transmitting that message to their children. In other words, catch up with the times without forgetting who you are. The next development is to build a train station next to Isleta Lakes facilities, the very same place we were going to camp for the night. After our farewells, I set up camp and then met Matt O'Mara, the tour executive director.
Hey Matt, would you like to say some words for the Bike Tourist Podcast?
Oh, sure.
Now that we are beginning this trip and this adventure, how did the idea of this making this tour came to life?
Well, a friend of mine had the idea, honestly. It was about 2 years ago, and he unfortunately had to move, but so he wasn't able to see it to fruition, but Jason Fletcher is his name, and we've been working on it for about 2 years, and I've been looking forward to it ever since then. So I think it's going to be everything I hope it's going to be. So
okay, I hope so. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck.
We'll talk later.
I'll see you. See you tonight.
Okay, bye.
This afternoon.
After registration, we went for a tour to San Agustin de la Isleta Mission, which was established in 1710 as it is known today. In there, we met Mr. Ernest Jaramillo, who is a member of the Tribal Council. Mr. Jaramillo is a very kind person who welcomed us to the mission and told us about its history. He also told us about the objects in the mission and where they came from. He also likes to talk about the origin of his Spanish last name.
And there's a story I tell of why we have Spanish surnames.
Ah! And why is that?
Yeah, well, when the Spaniards arrived here, you know, said, we're all going to convert you into Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to give you a name, a Spanish surname, mm-hmm. so that you can be part of the Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought the first Indian man in. He was an elderly Indian person. They brought him in and they said, your name is going to be Eagle Feather. I'm sorry, Jaramillo.
Mm-hmm.
And Sergeant Jaramillo here is going to sponsor you. You're going to have his name.
Uh-huh.
And the old Indian says, no, I already have a name. My Indian name is Eagle Feather.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spanish soldier says, no, your name is going to be Jaramillo. And here's your sponsor. He says, but I already have a name. So the Spanish soldier pulled out his sword and he says, he held it up to his throat and he says, your name is going to be Jaramillo. And the old Indian says, it does have a ring to it.
So what is the story?
It was really a great time, and we learned how the Isleta Pueblo people integrated Christianity with their own beliefs. At this time of the day, almost 6 p.m., the temperature was hot. it was my first for a couple of instances. First time in New Mexico, first time riding in high altitude, low humidity and mostly uphill, and first tour with a rented bike. So I was a bit concerned, but I was there and determined to do it. After we arrived back to camp, dinner was being served, and the traditional dances were just starting, just in time. I was eager to try Isleta food, which was also a first, not just for me, but for the other riders as well. The food was delicious. I found it to have some similarities to some traditional food we have back in my homeland. There was a variety of corn I haven't tried before, which I welcome. The people of Isleta is extremely friendly. And they found amusing the fact that I came from so far away just for the ride. "You really like cycling, don't you?" was one of the questions. "You have no idea," was my answer. After dinner, I went to watch and listen to the Isleta music and dances. I was really looking forward for this moment. As a musician and nature lover, it was a nice discovery for me that this music was all about. The connection between Mother Nature and man. It is their belief that when you connect to the land, you connect with Mother Nature, Father Sky, and the spirit world. So they become like one. The drums are the key to the connection. Let's play a small segment of the music. If you're using headphones, close your eyes and listen. Even if you don't understand the language, you can still make the connection, because this is the language of the land. In this clip, it was the children and their teacher who played, sitting in a circle around the drums, all at once. For me, it was an incredible experience, and with great honor and respect, we present this clip in here. After that, it was shower time at the nice facilities at the campground, then nap time. August 6th. We got up very early the next morning to get everything ready for the ride. After breakfast, I loaded up my belongings in the truck and headed to the start area, where we received a traditional blessing by the Lieutenant Governor Azuni.
For coming, what we'd like to do is introduce Max Zuni, the Lieutenant Governor of the Isleta Pueblo, and he will provide an Indian traditional blessing upon us.
Again, I want to welcome you to the Pueblo of Isleta.
Thank you.
And a very good morning. And in our tradition, whenever we have any kind of event, we always have a traditional prayer in our native language. And I know there's several Native Americans here, and I want to appreciate them. I hope they understand. First of all, come to him, power and him, carry and keep away and him, carry and you all can power and knife and to reach to love and you have a no check, no other way to indeed. And I, you have it is like carry brick and you want a period of them in a to either way on a boy. Why they're very warm and like the women like the hunt for you all them to come back, but they're winning him, I bebe when pain I came behind a bunch of hunt for all them, eh, the poor Ikunia, from Kiwanche, Kiwanche, we all want a period to on in the hunt for you. Why they very hungry, Mahiwan Chimoku, one Chihunkoi, Kihawai to read the I Hunter Kibet to come make Kibet and Pemek on the way. You are the self-pin of woman of my mom the witch, Jeff and Power and Mkawa and Hunter Kip Han to come make Pemek. Kihawai to use like Kerry Rick and Ivan Piri, I went and Kihawai to read the Wada Moshihan and do that the Mumpui coin after the Masiame, no the Moshiabu Chupiati, I found I shine. Mumbaiko, the Kanda Thura when I Mawaho, Chemawa, Chai, Chihunok, Kim Pine, a betcha. Yeah, and women not with her here with another women. Why the friend of my wife wants you, my good wants you, him how and him care and him away and him feel away. First, I would like to again thank you and appreciation for the Department of Tourism for allowing us to host this event. And during my prayer, I thanked all of you for participating. And on your journey, I hope the Great Spirit gives you a good path and the courage and the strength to fulfill your ordeal, and that also
ordeal, all right.
And also, that we hope next year, at the same time, that all of us will see each other. My family that was here last night appreciated. We shared dinner with you, had our children entertained you, and during their dances, that was another tradition that we have. That when they were dancing, that the strength that they fulfilled was given to you. So you can have strength for today's journey. And again, I want to thank you.
Is that right?
And I was just talking. I bet the train's going to go right by when I'm talking to you.
How do you say thank you?
Hawu. Hawu. Thank you in my language.
Hawu.
Hawu.
And again, I want to thank you, and I hope the Great Spirit gives you the strength for today and for the rest of the week. And I hope to see you in Gallup when I make my training out there, on a trip out there. And we give our home and our pueblo to you. Again, our doors are always open. And we made friends yesterday and today, and I hope to see you again next year. Thank you again.
Thank you. Awud. This was the Lieutenant Governor blessing for today. We are now setting off to go. This is the Back Tourist Podcast. My name is Gabriel. See you later.
And off we went. We took Route 47, turned on Rio Grande, then Route 314. After Las Lunas town, we took Route 6 for about 31 miles. This was a mostly hilly route, and today the sun was really beating. Not used to the weight of the rental bike, I had to stop a couple times due to the steepness of some portions. The rest stop was a godsend. After a flat section, it was all downhill for a while. On this relaxing downhill, I took the time to see my surroundings. Beautiful mountains, endless train tracks, I saw some train track workers sleeping in the heat of the afternoon sun, and here I am, getting my cycling tan. These long roads make you think of many things. Free from the tenures of the daily grind, listening to the wind and the sound of my tires, watching the beautiful scenery, made me reaffirm my love for cycling and my love for touring. After a while, we arrived to the second rest stop. After that rest stop, we knew we were going to take a dirt road that was part of an abandoned section of Route 66. Later we knew about the real condition of that portion. It was almost unrideable, because it was like a washboard. Even I, armed with a mountain bike, was having problems. I have been riding a full suspension for a number of years, and this hardtail I was using reminded me of that. It was terrible, but looking back, it was something to remember. This is the portion I recommend road bike riders to get a suspension seat, if possible. After that, we went on Highway 40 Frontage Road and uphill. The scenery was just beautiful, as we saw water-carved red rock that adorned the road to Laguna. I was nearing my limit. As I did not have lunch that day, I completely forgot about that. On the last hill, I decided to sag rather than risk a bunk that could ruin my week. We arrived to Laguna Middle School and set up camp. The Laguna Mission is just beautiful. It's something you have to see. Something you have to see to believe. It's beautiful in its wonderful simplicity. So I recommend that when you go to Laguna, go to that mission. That night, we have a wonderful dinner and traditional dances, plus a great time with newly made friends. A night to remember. We got back to camp to get a shower and for a good night's sleep. On the next show, Laguna to Acoma, Sky City, and the Sky City Cultural Center. See you there!